on our big hockey announcement this afternoon.
Are
yes,
you?
I am.
Are you? Ready to get your ass kicked again by Team Hardline?
Maybe.
Craig called me last night.
Who won the
night.
Game last year?
Oh, y'all did.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all did. Checking. Y'all did.
What's the all-time series lead?
I can't remember.
I don't either.
4-3, us.
That can't be proven.
That's pretty close. That's pretty much anyone's game.
Yeah, you know what? I can get that proven. Yeah, no. We have 1-4 and you guys have 1-3.
Records have been destroyed, except for last year's game.
We have bragging rights, though.
I'm enjoying this radio presentation in one ear only. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
Hey, you know what? At least you've got one ear.
By the way, Craig called me last night around 1:30, 1:40, I think it was. He was so excited about this announcement that he could not get off the toilet.
Yeah, that's true.
What? Why were you on the toilet?
I was so excited about this announcement that
He called me like four times. He's like, can we do it now? So, you know, we had to call Kat and see if we could do it at 1:30 in the morning, and he didn't want to do it. So
I'm glad you didn't do it then.
And hi, Craig.
I think that would have been a great time for it.
I do, too.
And then when I got off the air this morning, I went straight home and got right back on the toilet. I was so excited.
Really?
Yeah.
That happens.
Why do you get on the toilet? Because you're excited. That's like crazy.
You know, you just kind of lose control.
You know.
He's got a point.
Do-do-do-do-do. Something? Something, George?
Diarrhea pants.
That's what I would have had.
You guys love talking
toilets. Isn't that how diarrhea pants go?
Yeah, it is. Very good.
No one talks about toilet
stuff. I didn't pick up
on the Hardline.
I don't know my own music.
Except Gordon, and then he distances and makes you read stories about it.
I don't talk about it.
You read this, George. I can't possibly read this.
That's a good point. Where's he at?
How's my drum beat?
Your drummer.
We told him not to come.
You want to play drums?
Yeah. Wait.
We're having too many conversations.
Yeah, what are y'all talking about?
I think Ryan's wants to play drums on diarrhea pants.
I just want to join Descending Hunan.
Oh, I see. Yeah, our drummer's in rehab. We have an opening right now.
Who's your drummer?
Tim Timpson. Yeah.
Hadn't heard that name before.
Yeah, he's the original drummer. He's kind of been in and out of the band, and right now he's out of the band.
Who's your guitar player?
We had to cancel our Central American tour because he's in rehab.
Belize.
So, Ryan's, if you can fill in, that'd be great.
I have a real good fill-in. Who's the guitar player in it these days?
That's Jimmy McFeely.
Yeah, Jimmy McFeely.
The only name that stays constant.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Can that guy play or what?
Man, he's awesome. He makes the band.
Yeah.
Did you see where Al Leiter signed with the Marlins?
Yeah, I did.
Can you believe the
Stop talking baseball.
Yeah, he's
burned the Yankees.
We have a major announcement to make. Let's make it.
Who cares? We're talking baseball here.
I mean, did you know that Al Leiter signed with the Marlins?
No, I don't pay attention to baseball.
You don't?
Like
the rest of the United States, baseball is the... I'm not thinking about that right now.
But you should
be. In December.
You should be.
And the winter meeting.
And the Rangers.
Time of year when it all happens.
Can you believe the Rangers went out and got Sandy Alomar Jr.?
No.
I know. I can't believe it either.
We're in the middle of football season and hockey announcement season.
We have a team getting ready to make the playoffs right here in Dallas.
Yeah.
Where?
Right here.
Cowboys.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Great.
Four games away.
Great.
How long before pitchers and catchers report?
Mid-Feb, man.
Mid-Feb. What a great day that is.
When's the strike date again?
Strike date.
2 years? Are we looking at it? That's what I'm looking forward to.
Hey, George, did you see that Fort Worth is trying to get a Arena League team?
No.
In that other, that international arena
team? Oh, really? There's another Arena League?
There's another Arena League.
Yeah.
Does the world need one of those?
No, they do not. They do not.
I thought Al Leiter had retired to the broadcast booth or something.
He did too.
No, he's pretty good, but no, he's the Mets declined arbitration and the Marlins stepped up and got him. What do you think,
George? Baseball talk.
All right.
Do the announcement.
All right. We have a major announcement regarding Charity Challenge on Ice 8.
Have we flipped the coin to see who's going to get the first pick?
And we'll get to it next here.
Oh, my God!
Oh, no!
Call 214-373-8000 to get tickets to the O'Reilly Auto Parts Red Raider Classic. Texas Tech versus Ohio State, December 16th at AAC. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Come around to my weekend. Tom Gribble will be at Sports Clips in Hearst. That's at Pipeline in Melbourne. He'll be there Saturday from 11 until 1. You can register to win ticket t-shirts, Texas Tech, Ohio State tickets, and a gift certificate to Captain D's.
have been doo-doo.
With Tom Gribble at Sports Clips in Hearst, Pipeline in Melbourne this Saturday from 11 to 1.
Yeah. Why don't we just put this announcement off for tomorrow?
No, come on. The P1s are waiting.
No!
This is big news.
No!
What, I don't even know what announcement it is. What is it, Mike?
Well, it's an announcement regarding Charity Challenge on Ice 8, Cobra.
Eight.
Yes. And I guess the first thing we need to get to is the when of this thing.
When is it, Mike?
It will be held tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
No. Thursday, 24 March 2005.
March 24th,
2005. Okay.
Oh, yes. I can't make it that night.
Where are we going to have it, Rines?
Well, that's a very vexing question, George, because, you know, after 2 years at the Dr. Pepper Star Center, two at Reunion Arena, and three at the AAC.
Dog Park on Mockingbird?
Or maybe that was 3 years at Reunion Arena, two at the AAC.
Right.
You're right. Yeah.
Or maybe three at the Dr. Pepper Star Center, two at Reunion, two at the AAC.
Yeah, that's what it was. Right?
I think it was 3 years at the Dr. Pepper Star Center.
I thought it was only two there, three at Reunion.
Yeah, it was 2-3-2.
And two at the AAC.
No. I'm thinking this is really Charity Challenge number 9.
Did we forget about a Charity Challenge?
I think we might have.
No, I know we got that right.
Hey, didn't we play 3 years at the Star
Center? Last year was 7.
No, we didn't.
I think we just played 2
at
the
Star Center. Are you sure?
Yes. We're sure about that, aren't we, Kat?
You know what? I think
he doesn't
we have.
No,
I think Kat researched it. It's three at the AAC.
He wasn't even here for like 4 years of them.
Three at the AAC. How many at Reunion?
Two.
So
it's
two, three.
The script.
Okay.
I think so. It's four at the Dr. Pepper Star Center, five at Reunion, and six at the AAC, right?
Well, we know we've had it at the Star Center Reunion and the AAC, so where we're going to have it this year.
So that means that we've actually, we hold a two-game lead now, don't we, Ryan?
No.
No, you hold a 4-3 lead, and we kicked your ass last year.
Oh, was it? Is it? Ooh, listen to that big talk.
Is it 4-3-1 with the one with the strike shortened game?
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
We went on strike in the second period
something.
Of game 9.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it has a new home this year because we are taking it to crazy Fort Worth. Be held at the Fort Worth Convention Center.
What?
Are you kidding me?
What? What?
Woo. That is great.
What?
That Stop is playing that.
Going to Fort Worth.
We always hear you guys never come to Fort
Worth.
Right.
And now we're
Son
bringing.
Of a bitch.
And now we're bringing one of our biggest events of the year to Fort Worth.
Oh, look at this. Right above us, we have banners being unveiled.
Oh, look at that.
With all of the information.
Banners being hoisted.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Fort Worth Convention Center, Thursday, March 24th, 2005, 7:30. We even have a time.
That is so.
That's when we drop the puck.
That is such an underrated venue for everything.
Boy, we're going to kick your ass.
It used to be a great place for concerts.
Yeah.
We're going to kill you this year, George. Know that?
So what do you think
great
now,
place
George?
To eat, great
now,
place
let's see
drink.
The teams first,
yeah.
And
so
then
what do
we'll
you think
talk
now?
Noise.
What do you think now, Junior, about getting your ass kicked in Fort Worth in front of Fort Worth
Greg,
people?
You know what?
I'm a little worried about skating on that ice because the Brahmas chew it all up because they don't know how to skate. And I'm more of a skill guy.
A Euro.
I'm a Euro-type skill guy, and I need that smooth ice.
You don't worry about the ice. You just
rip on the Brahmas.
It's going to affect my game.
You think so?
Yeah.
Good.
And you know, the Brahmas did employ the sports Cretan once upon a time, too, which cheapens the building and everything
else. Nothing wrong
else
with that. You're talking about a valuable member of team users.
Don't
call him the sports Cretan.
The press box is definitely not named after him there.
So after all these years of playing with ourselves and against each other.
What? Where are you going with this?
A change of teams?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on, Rines?
Dunham and Miller and Team Hardline are now on the same team.
What?
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
What?
Oh, that's
what?
Whoa!
What?
Oh, that is gonna
what?
Be great. That means we're gonna be playing against everybody else at the station, and we will dominate them now, George.
Yeah, we got the
Me
whole
the
station.
Same team?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
ticket.
There will
let
be
them,
no defense.
Let them have. Let them
There'll
have.
There'll be only anyway. Offensive players out there at a given time. There will be no goalies, no defense.
So it's our two shows against all the other shows?
That is terrific, man.
Not exactly. We did need someone to play against. Now.
Expo.
So what are we going to do? Are we just going to, like, get out there and have an exhibition and not play against anybody?
We'd win that way.
We thought about cops and firemen, but we didn't want to get our asses kicked.
Yeah, because we played softball against them, and we had Rafael Palmeiro, David Hulse, and Kevin Brown, and still got beat.
Yep.
We thought about P1s, but we didn't want to get our asses kicked.
Oh, they're too good.
We thought about kids, but we didn't want to get our asses kicked. So this year, we are going to be playing against a hockey team made up of girls.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
The ticket takes on women?
As the ticket jumps the shark, we will play against girls.
Oh, no.
We are going to kill them.
Oh, and you know what?
There's no way we're going to lose to girls.
You know what? Run the score up. I say we run it up.
Was that me?
Yeah, it was you.
And I say we level them. And then I say we fill them up in the corners.
Hey. Oh, my gosh, Grego. Oh,
that's what I say.
He is the most abrasive on this show.
There's no way.
You're tame compared to his
wild
statements.
Thank you,
George.
Oh,
no, that's abrasive.
How great will that be?
Boy, so we're on the same team. Craig, can you imagine our chemistry together after our eighth national title?
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
We'll be like gold on the ice. We'll be like ice gold.
So now let's review.
Okay.
Thursday, March 24, 2005, 7:30, in Crazy Fort Worth, at the Fort Worth Convention Center, Dunham and Miller and the Hardline will form one ticket team to battle to the death against a team of all girls.
Oh, there's... Well, you know what?
Greg.
At least we're finally going to win something. Because there's no way we never win.
We've never won anything.
We're playing just girls, Mike. Don't include the guys.
I have a question. I have a good question. Where are we going to find the girls? Are they going to be like the U.S. Women's National Hockey Team or something?
Probably find them at a restaurant.
I think we're going to have the right answer there.
Probably at a strip joint. Just a bunch of strippers out there with big giant jugs.
Oh, a gym.
There he goes, being abrasive again.
So, who will be on team ticket?
I hope I made the team.
Well, here is the roster until there are injuries or terminations of employment
or quit.
George Dunham.
Hey, he's good. I've seen him play. He's good.
Way to go, George. Congrats, man.
Thank you. Good to be on the team.
Way to go.
George, give me a little.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, dude?
Craig Miller.
Junior.
Junior made the team. Varsity.
How about it, man?
Perhaps the most skilled of all the skaters.
I suck at that.
The sports cretin, Dick Hicks.
All right. You know what? We got to get him off this team.
Don't trash our teammate.
Make him quit smoking.
Runs. We got to get him out of there.
He's great.
I mean, we're going to be skating under the ticket banner, the ticket flag. We really don't want Dick Hicks on there.
Y'all need to leave Dick Hicks alone.
The Hammer.
That'd be me, Greg. Let it go.
Yeah.
Not much help, but I can talk trash with the best of them.
No, I've heard you called a Gretzky on skates before.
No, you haven't either.
Corby.
Yay.
That would be
congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Corby, you made the team.
Snake L. Davidson is on the team.
Kevin Scott.
Wow. Most improved hockey player in the world, maybe.
And takes it more serious than anybody.
He's good.
That's terrific.
Maybe a stretch.
I'd drill him a couple of times.
Norm,
come on.
Howard Sturm.
Bob Sturm.
He's good.
Right. Yeah, Bob is good.
He used to score on the hard line all the time.
What is what did Gordon call him? The Baptist on Blades?
Baptist on Blades.
Dan McDowell.
Well, Dan, okay.
He might be a little loaded, but you know what? Hey, we'll keep him around.
Tom Gribble.
What?
He scored on the hard line last year.
Nothing wrong with him.
A lot of people scored on the hard line.
We need to keep Gribble there. I'm happy that he's on our team. He's a good scrappy player.
He is good.
Steve Cactus Pryor.
All right.
Oh, Cactus.
A veteran. Ooh.
You got to have Cactus.
Isn't Cactus a little too old to be playing in these games?
Yeah, he's the same age as me, so no. Oh. I don't think he is.
I saw him in the cubicle area today. I think he's pregnant.
Davy Lane.
All right, Jenex Davy. He needs a retrenching year because he's been tanking the past three
years. He's horrible.
But he'll be okay. Remember, we're playing against chicks.
I know.
Davey will be great.
That'll give us another excuse to play the Ballad of Gen X Dave.
That's true.
He'll be fine. He's got a new lease on life.
All right,
now.
Way to go, Davey Lane. I'm proud to have him on the team. Cat.
Jeff Catlin?
Catman of the Americas?
He shoehorned his own name in there.
Seth. Hey, Seth's a good player. The Mickaroo.
Seth.
Huh? Hey, you know what? Seth's a good player. Rick Arnett.
Rick Arnett?
Better. Bet.
And in goal, the skydiving chief.
Mm. Boy, what an awesome team. That's a dream team is what that is.
It is a dream team. It is, George. Mm. It's a dream team. But you know what? I mean, all of that talent, that quality talent that we have there assembled, so much hockey talent out there on Blades. We got to have somebody to pull it all together. We got to have a coach.
That's right.
I don't know. That team may be too good for a coach.
You think so?
A coach who has charity challenge experience is needed. Winning
Switzer?
Experience.
Switzer.
He's on the phone.
Someone here. Who knows the game of stick and puck. Someone who plants mind vitamins in the heads of his own team and opposing players.
Oh, Mike.
Someone who's a smallish type goalie on his hockey card, but whoever wrote that info is a sports retard.
Expo.
Kind of like Chuck.
I don't know.
The coach of Team Ticket, Razor.
Yeah.
He's here tonight. See if you can get a word with him, Corby.
I will. I'll wander over here.
The great Daryl Razor Ray.
Place is going crazy.
Here's a man who will take any gig that's offered to him since you're out of work, basically. Daryl, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
A vagina.
Oh.
Actually, that's not going so well now.
Oh, it's not?
No. I'm very excited, though, Corby.
Now, Razor, since you've been out of work for the last 6 months to a year, you've grown your hair out and gained about 30 pounds, but it seems you still have that raw enthusiasm to coach our squad.
I do. There's some concern about the other side, obviously. All those women.
All those vaginas.
All those.
Corby.
Gosh.
God.
He is so.
Okay, he's regained the title.
Wait. He's the one who started it.
Hey. Yeah, but you said it.
Three periods in a 60-minute span.
Oh, my God. This is their uni.
He's got a point.
Can you imagine how bitchy they'll be in that other side?
Here, Claudia, put this on.
No, I can't.
Cycling together.
Model the women's cruiser.
Now, Razor, any reservations about actually coaching the hardline squad? You've never seen us in action from that perspective.
A lot of respect. Seen you guys over the years, what you bring to the table, or in this case, I guess, the ice. I think my record against you is actually below 500. So
right.
As a just barely.
Come on, Claudia, put that jersey.
I think as a combined squad, we got a good chance. I like it. I like our squad. I like the look of it.
Thank you, Daryl. That is our head coach, Daryl Razor Ray.
All right, Razor. All right, we're not done. We're not done. On to the girls' team. They need a coach that can relate to the female. Someone who can take a hit and come back swinging. Someone who will take charity challenge on ice seriously.
Expo.
A guy or a woman who loves the ticket and loves the charity challenge.
Stop it.
And that coach is none other than Dale Hansen.
Oh, how great is it going to be?
Or who I'm going to rape and kill.
Oh, whoa.
Hey.
That's your starting center.
How great is it to be rolling up the score on a bunch of chicks where we're going to be up junior probably 14-1,
yep.
And look over there and see Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
Be great. Just rolling around in that misery.
Struggling.
Yes.
Are we calling our opponent Team Fupa?
That's right.
Because that's what it says up here, and that's what it says on their hockey sweater.
And if you notice, our hockey jerseys are patterned after the USA team.
We are America's team.
The great USA team of 1980. Stunning upset. In 1980.
Yep.
Those are sharp, Grego. Those jerseys are very sharp. Yep. And now joining us is the model for Team Girl, Claudia, the ticket chick. Claudia is wearing with the girl. Norm.
I'm sorry. And you know what? Okay, those jerseys for the chicks are patterned after the Russian team,
right,
of the 80s.
Of 1980.
And, you know, what better than to have a former communist, Claudia,
yeah,
from Romania?
Claudia, you are a former communist, aren't you? Claudia, you practiced communism, didn't you?
I listened to him.
But you remember the years of communism, don't you, when you're eating gruel?
Oh, groups.
Stop it!
You just didn't know when to quit, man. Stop it!
Stop it.
You're my hero, Groobs.
Anyway, Claudia, do you understand what this is that you're wearing? Do you understand?